This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. What movie was it where everybody was, like, all excited about something being built and something being done, and then all of a sudden it, like, turned on them? I mean, it could be Nazi Germany. That might be a good example. But I see this with artificial intelligence. And I don't know if it's because of Terminator 2 in the 90s scared the hell out of me, but I'm wary of artificial intelligence. And I don't know if other healthcare workers are seeing the writing on the wall, but the powers that be, and I don't know who exactly is making all this work. I think it's just society, but I really think there's somebody kind of manipulating all this. The powers that be can't stand doctors. Doctors are hated, right? Especially by the government. And you're like, okay, well, why? And I'm not trying to be all conspiracy-ish or whatever, but doctors are expensive. We cost a lot. We're also a little, I don't want to say cocky. Some of us are. But we not very flexible with a lot of the changes with healthcare. Now, some of the doctors are like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Obamacare is wonderful. That's fine. I'll become an employee. I'll do whatever you say. You know, if you guys want to make guidelines and I follow them, yes, sir. Some of us doctors may be like, nah, okay, I don't like your guidelines. Patients are not cattle. I'm going to want to order an MRI. I'm going to order the MRI. And so doctors like me aren't the favorite, okay? Because to me, patients come first. You as an individual comes first. See, I'm not practicing medicine to, you know, make all these changes decades from now. Changes may need to be made. And I think there are people out there that are thinking about our younger generation and all that. But my training as an MD is, if you're sick now, fix you. Okay? Fix you. I, when I see you, am not worried about your great-great-great-great-grandchild. Sorry. I'd like to be, but that's not my job. My job is to fix you. So, not a lot of people are liking medicine. They're fine if there's more lucrative jobs out there. Doctors don't like to be employees. They don't do well being employees, a lot of them. I don't mind. I'll take orders. I'll whatever. But I'm going to interject, okay, if I think a patient needs something. And so the powers that be realize that the typical doctor may not be as abundant later. And so there's this big push for doctors to be replaced, all right? We have nurse practitioners, physician assistants, you know, they thought that, okay, well, they're going to be easier to work with. Nurse practitioners, physician assistants have a mind of their own too, all right? And they, you know, if they're practicing medicine, they're going to think just like we all do, DOs, MDs, patient comes first. So the idea of, well, we'll replace doctors with PAs and nurse practitioners. Nurse practitioners and PAs kind of think a lot alike, too. I mean, we're kind of all on the same page. So don't be thinking you can divide and conquer. We are going to see more states give autonomy to physician assistants and nurse practitioners in this fight to seal the dearth of doctors that we have. But the powers that be see the writing on the wall going, you know what, we're not going to have enough medical providers, so we're going to have to start instituting more artificial intelligence. And you guys are going to start to see, and we physicians and nurses and healthcare workers, et cetera, need to see the writing on the wall that we who thought we would never be replaced will be replaced. Okay? That's the goal. if you want to save money as a hospital, and you're going to need to save money as we go socialized, no matter how hard we fight going socialized, unfortunately, we're going to be socialized one day. Hospitals are going to start going under unless they could cut their staff. So anybody in healthcare, I hope, sees the writing on the wall. And so in the media, you see all these Google's DeepMind life-saving phone app. Apparently, the latest headline is this: Google's DeepMind can detect acute kidney injury in just 14 minutes. Better than a doctor. They said they could figure out if a kidney is starting to fail sooner than a doctor does. Oh, wow, yay, woo, right, yeah, doctors suck. No, okay, no, we don't suck. I foresee the best method is to embrace technology, work with technology, but I got to tell you how many times I think the EKG is wrong, all right, or your strep test is wrong. All right, most of my diagnoses is based on my education. I went to University of Nevada School of Medicine. I went to UCLA. I trained at UMC Medical Center in Las Vegas. I learned a crap load. And it's based on instinct. So if I see somebody who, you know, just had like maybe a little heat illness and their EKG is read as normal, but I'm seeing some strain or I'm seeing something not right or a line that's a little too flat for my taste, I'm going to call it. So I don't like relying on computers. I just don't. I mean, I will. I'll use EKGs. I love EKGs. Love EKGs. I love spirometry. I love these urine tests and things like that. But, I love blood tests. I think we are using a lot of, you know, computers in our training and, you know, nuclear imaging and all sorts of good stuff. But to say that it is better than a doctor or a nurse practitioner or PA, that it is better than what your DO or MD can do for you, is, I think, a bunch of bull crap. And yes, maybe this phone app picked something up in the study that some doctors might have picked up later on down the line. But, you know, one of the reasons why we have all these guidelines for not checking prostates and not doing mammograms after a certain age and all that is because they say there's a lot of false positives. They say the tests are picking up too much. So on one end, you're browbeating us that we're ordering tests and having too many false positives, but then on the other end, you're forcing this AI down our throats saying, yeah, but it'll pick it up before you do. So the writing's on the wall, all right? People want computers and AI to take over all our jobs, and I'm going to fight it as long as I can. 1-877, that's Ali. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so drug prices, procedure prices. U.S. is more expensive than most other countries. Apparently, there's an iron infusion for anemia under scrutiny. NPR is reporting that it costs $2,700 to treat anemia in people that are iron deficient. You'd think you could just pop an iron pill, but not everybody. Some people need infusions. And they talk about Shannon Wood Rothenberg. She walked into her annual physical feeling fine, but routine blood work showed that she had iron deficiency anemia. Condition runs in the family. Usually she takes over-the-counter pills. Costs about $10 a month. And her doctor advised it, but there was no change when she was taking the pills. So the doctor told her to see a hematologist. So the hematologist was like, okay, you know, looking into why would you be iron deficient. Now, when we look at anemia, anemia is kind of a broad term for something being wrong with the blood. Now, the most common form of blood abnormality is low iron. Women may have heavy periods. Men or women may have a GI bleed, lose blood in the stool. And then in terms of nutritional status, not getting enough iron. So when people hear anemia, they're like, okay, yeah, but I eat, you know, good, and I don't, and, you know, I'm not, you know, pale, and I'm not, there's tons of different kinds of anemia. All right? But one of the most common is iron deficient. And so the first thing we have to do as doctors is if we think you're iron deficient, we need to see if you're bleeding somewhere. If not, then we need to figure out why you're not absorbing iron. So we would then send you to a hematologist if we've done everything. If, you know, you've had your colonoscopy with your GI doctor, if we made sure it's not a gynecological source, etc. So the public school teacher, who's 48 years old, went to a cancer center. Usually hematologists are also the cancer doctors. So you got hematologists, oncologists. Because anybody who specializes in the blood cell also understands cancer. We just kind of link those two specialties together. Or anybody who understands cancer has to really understand cells. So she went to a cancer center in July 2018, operated by St. Joseph Hospital in Denver, to get the infusions of Injectafer. It's an iron solution. But then she got a bill. And the bill arrived in March. She had to negotiate with the hospital and her insurer. But she and her husband, they said, were floored. The hospital initially had billed more than $14,000 per vial of Injectafer. Since her treatment was in-network, the insurance plan negotiated a much cheaper rate, about $1,600 a vial. Because she received two vials, insurance paid a portion, but she still owed the hospital $2,700. Why? Because they had a $9,000 deductible. Interesting that NPR is bringing up this study, this story, when, you know, this is kind of a testament to what happened with Obamacare. People now have high deductibles. So she says, I have twins who are going to college next year. I'm already a bit freaked out about upcoming expenses. I don't have $2,700 sitting around. So anemia is not something you could dink around with. If you have low blood, if you have low iron, remember, your blood needs to carry oxygen. And heme is a component in the blood that carries oxygen, and it's linked to your iron levels. So that's why somebody with anemia gets tired. That's why somebody with anemia gets sick very easily. Or they have trouble breathing. They can have kidney failure. If you don't have good iron levels and strong blood, you're not oxygenating well. So Rothberg had private health insurance, but our private health insurance today sucks because the deductibles are so damn high, you know, because they have to cover pre-existing conditions and all that. And when they looked at data, they found that since 2013, the first year for which data is available, about 9 million Americans in the federal government health plan for people over 65, Medicare, had gotten iron infusions each year, which is one infusion per five Medicare recipients. In other countries, doctors usually would not be so quick to resort to iron infusions, they say. Especially if you're healthy like Rothenberg, we might use it for cancer patients. So there's a lot of debate on whether there was a financial incentive for the physician to use this product. I'm not naive. I know that there's some doctors that might be quicker to go to treatment because they've been educated on it and they know about it. But in terms of incentives, we don't, I mean, unless you're doing something illegal, you don't get kickbacks. Somebody giving me a pen to use to sign for samples, that's a pen, okay? It's not going to make me change the way I do medicine. And you got to keep in mind, if somebody remains anemic after you did do a trial of oral, where's your liability? If you don't offer some of the best treatment, you know, it's interesting. I've heard of cases where people without insurance had seen doctors, and these are friends of mine, and they had an issue. And the doctor had recommended a fancier treatment, but didn't put it in the note and didn't force them to do it because they had said they had concerns about pricing. Well, that was the mistake. They should have put it in the note. And so when, unfortunately, bad things happened, the families were very quick to say, of course we would have. It wasn't that much money. We would have gotten the MRI. It had only been a couple thousand dollars. Our family could have paid for that. Why didn't he offer it? And you're like, wait a second. You told me you didn't want the test. You know, which is why I teach medical students always, and residents and doctors, always offer, despite somebody's financial status, give everybody the option. Don't treat anybody differently regardless of their financial status. All right? Offer what's out there. Let them decline. Don't assume, well, you know, I think, you know, since you don't have insurance, you can't afford, you know. A lot of people without insurance are smart. They're just not paying, you know, thousands of dollars a month for a $9,000 deductible. So the problems we have here is we're trying to go socialized, not on purpose. I don't want to go socialized. But as we go socialized, the government has a big problem going, how do we make medical procedures and medications cheaper? Now, if this injectable, this IV iron injectifer is not, you know, generic, they do have a right to charge, you know, more than generic prices because they need to pay for the R&D. Now, what are some of the most expensive medical procedures and what are we looking at? Well, a heart transplant, that hits the top. Heart transplant is $997,000, about $1 million for a heart transplant. Bone marrow transplant could be anywhere from $300,000 to $676,000, according to Healthcare Business Tech. A lung transplant, for one lung, $500,000. For two lungs, about $800,000. Yeah, you got a deal. Liver transplant, $577,000 to do. Open heart surgery, $324,000. A pancreas transplant, $289,000. Kidney transplant, $262,000. A tracheostomy, $205,000. So, medical procedures and medical care is costly. It always has been. Now it's ridiculous because of stuff we could do. You know, people say, well, yeah, you know, insurance companies and, you know, big pharma, they caused this big explosion. They might have, but then again, we stopped a lot of people from dying. I'm not saying we in terms of medicine, but in this day and age, if you had high cholesterol and diabetes, you died of heart attack in your 40s. Now, with all these pharmaceuticals and heart issues and procedures that we could do, you're alive and you're with your grandkids. So then the debate comes, you know, in the olden days, well, you got a tincture or you got a little salve or you got a, and, you know, and if God forbid there was a problem, you would have a surgery. It would cost money doing the surgery. All right. And you would be in an open area hospital. You wouldn't have your own private room. You know, you got pain medicine, but they didn't have the fanciest pain medicine. And you know, they did the best they could. If you had cancer, there wasn't much they could do, and unfortunately you died. So the question is the price we're paying to not die worth it? The problem is it's not worth it to a lot of people if they're going to be completely devastated. You know, they say appendectomies are $13,000, $13,000, $14,000 on average in America. Argentina, they're only $1,700. A C-section is about $15,000 in America. They say in Spain, it's only $2,800 for a C-section. Cataract surgery, $3,700 in America, $1,000 in Argentina, according to USA Today. Knee replacement, $25,000 in America, $6,000 in Argentina. Hip replacement, $26,000 in America, $6,000 in Argentina. And then bypass surgery, $75,000 in America. So we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of cutting. I'm not sure what the sequela is going to be on the other end, what happens when they cut, but, you know, we do have an issue. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate has advanced a budget deal past the chamber's 60-vote threshold, paving the way for final passage and President Trump's signature. The package increases spending by $320 billion over 2 years and lifts the debt ceiling into 2021. The bill did have some support from Republicans, but not Republican Senator Rick Scott. He explains why to Fox News.
Our kids and our grandkids are going to have to pay for it. Sometimes we have to stop saying, oh, you know, both Republicans and Democrats, they can get everything they want, and we're going to have to start making some tough choices. And it'll be hard. I had to do it in Florida. I had to go through line by line through the budget, and nobody likes that.
A video of Maryland Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings describing Baltimore as drug-infested is resurfacing. President Trump retweeted the video of Cummings from a House hearing on the narcotics threat from Colombia back in August of 1999. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do I have any listeners from Walla Walla County? Anybody from Walla Walla? It's Walla Walla, Washington. Apparently, people of Walla Walla need to take better care of their Walla Wallas. Because Washington State Department of Health has declared Walla Walla County in outbreak status for female and male gonorrhea cases. Walla Walla has experienced 20... It's great county name. I love it. Has unfortunately had 27 cases over the last 3 months, compared with 6 cases during the same period in 2018, according to Washington Disease Reporting System data. So Walla Walla County is currently the only county in Washington State having a gonorrhea outbreak. An increase in syphilis, unfortunately, often follows on the heels of gonorrhea. So the Walla Walla County Department of Community Health is on high alert. Now, across the nation, we are seeing gonorrhea, especially drug-resistant gonorrhea. In 2006, doctors had five different ways to treat gonorrhea. In 2019, we only got one option left. The shot plus the Zithromax. Rocephin and Zithromax. 2019, they have only one remaining treatment. Diagnoses for STDs have reached an all-time high in 2017, the most recent year available with data. And the CDC explains that the steep and sustained increases in STDs during the last 5 years are troubling and have not been seen over the last 20 years. So right now, their public health is encouraging all sexually active people to get themselves regularly tested for STDs and to consistently use condoms if you're at risk. Gonorrhea bacteria normally will affect the mucous membranes of the respiratory tract. They can also get into eye, throat, mouth, rectum. In fact, they think a lot of our super gonorrhea is because it sits out in the throat. With untreated gonorrhea comes obviously many complications, sterility, joint infections like arthritis, blindness, and increased risk of acquiring other sexually transmitted diseases. So, you know, the gonorrhea outbreak hasn't been making the headlines like the measles outbreak did in the mumps and the hepatitis. I think there was a case of hepatitis at a McDonald's. Was it at a McDonald's or somebody at a McDonald's had hepatitis? I don't know. McDonald's, hold on a second. I thought I saw something about McDonald's in the news. Yeah, I think somebody was working at a McDonald's. You know, and so those get the news. Why? Because, by the way, also, when it comes to news, you're in competition with other news outlets, but you're really in competition with the Internet. And so when a news outlet has to figure out the story and how they're going to title it or whatever, you need search engine optimization, SEO. And so if there's something that you think will grab that Google level, that Google rank, that story is going to probably be promoted more because that'll drive people to the website. You'll have the other stories on there. But sometimes you'll be like, why is this one story making more news when it's only one case? And it's, well, because like McDonald's, for example, the story about McDonald's. McDonald's is fine. McDonald's is so fine, you know. But if somebody was at a McDonald's and an employee had one, had a had tested positive for hepatitis, that's going to make the news. And because McDonald's is a good keyword, it's going to come up. The other thing, too, also, is that sometimes you don't want to talk about the same story. You want to have a story that not everybody is talking about, so then you come up first. So, like, look at this. Glowing cholesterol helps scientists fight heart disease. Glowing cholesterol. They say there's a new technique that shows artery-clogging fat and protein complexes in live fish. And it's allowing investigators at Carnegie and Johns Hopkins and Mayo to look at heart disease in action. Now, the research is in the study Nature Communications. They said fat molecules, also called lipids, such as cholesterol and triglycerides, are shuttled around the circulatory system by a protein called apolipoprotein B, or ApoB. And these complexes of lipid and proteins are called lipoproteins. Now, lipoprotein makes up LDL, bad cholesterol. Because remember, cholesterol and fats have to be brought to other areas of the body. And so sometimes many of these, this ferrying apparatus will stop. Sometimes it'll dump its cholesterol. Sometimes you have too much, so it'll just start accruing, and you get dangerous buildup or plaque. So these ApoB-containing lipoproteins are responsible directly for these plaques in the blood vessels. So identifying ways to lower them could save lives, but it's complex. So the researchers developed the LipoGlow system. It's a state-of-the-art genome engineering to tag ApoB with this glowing enzyme, kind of lights up fireflies, same type of thing. And what they did is they had them monitor zebrafish larvae. And apparently, it was so sensitive that it could pick up these little lipoproteins. So, I'm a huge fan of cholesterol medication, a huge fan. Okay? Cholesterol medication does lower your LDL. I'm a huge fan of statins. We talked about yesterday, if you're an older person, and like over 75, and you stop the statin, you could be at higher risk for heart disease. So tell your doctor to slow their roll if they want to get you off of it and tell you why. But cool study, glowing lipoprotein, glowing cholesterol. But, you know, going back to Walla Walla, and gonorrhea and all that, this gonorrhea outbreak bothers me very, very much, because STDs are a gateway for other STDs. And when gonorrhea cases spike, you could assume that other more serious STDs out there, like HIV and syphilis and hepatitis, could be spiking too. And unless the media reports it, you just don't know. So here you are, ready to go out on a date, and you haven't really heard anything about STDs lately. And you're probably like, you want to know what? It's probably not a big deal. There's probably not an outbreak. Yeah, maybe I could go easy. No, you can't go easy. Just because the news isn't covering it, it doesn't mean it isn't happening. Now, this is the problem we had with Ebola. Nobody really knew that an outbreak was starting because it wasn't sexy news. There's always little Ebola outbreaks, and all of a sudden, we're at 1,700 people dying. Dead. And now Rwanda's closing its border. Well, just don't wait for the news. Use your common sense. And if you haven't heard it in the news, you can always ask your doctor, what should I be watching out for? You know, we talked about this gentleman who was, I believe, incarcerated for spreading HIV. He would tell his partners that he doesn't have HIV before sleeping with them. That's bad. It's a bad thing to do. But then, partners, why, what, when you ask somebody, hi, do you have HIV, and they go, no. How do you know it's 100%? You have to assume that the average person doesn't know what they're carrying. How do you know they don't have Ebola? You know, you could give Ebola through sex. You could give Zika through sex. I would say, you know, no more unprotected sex, people. Oh, the condom breaks. Rarely the condom breaks. I mean, unless you're buying them, you know, from overseas, okay, your condom should not break. And so, it's a problem. You know, another thing that's a problem is people kissing your baby. Apparently, a mother from UK was 35 weeks pregnant with a younger son, and her 3-year-old had a rash across his face. He was lethargic. Apparently, somebody kissed him, who had the Coulter virus, HSV. And in a baby, that could be pretty serious. Newborns with HSV, the virus, can become sick pretty quickly, fever, seizures, they can even die. And many people with cold sores, or HSV 1, herpes type 1, can shed it in their saliva even though they don't have active cold sores. So newborns exposed to close contact, or somebody kissing the older kid, then mom getting it, mom being pregnant. And everybody's like, well, you know what, cold sore, type 1 herpes, we don't have to worry about. That's not, you know, anything dangerous on STD. Yes, it is dangerous. It's a virus. Don't underestimate any virus. If newborns get herpes type 1, all right, they may need to be hospitalized and be on IVs for 21 days. And they may still suffer brain damage. So if any of you guys have ever had a cold sore, or you aren't sure about your type 1 status, and you, even if you don't have a cold sore, don't be kissing kids, all right? You don't have to kiss other people's kids. And, you know, your own kids, that's kind of tricky, because a mom gave her child herpes, and I think he died. This was a couple years ago. But, you know, watch it with the kissies. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, it's funny. A lot of people are having a lot of fun with this Google. What was it? It was like an anti-global warming climate change party. I think Camp Google. And a bunch of celebrities went. Katy Perry, Bradley Cooper, Orlando Bloom. Apparently it was a luxury resort in Italy. Looks beautiful. But about 114 private jets right, brought the stars a fleet, a flotilla of yachts, and they said that the carbon footprint was bigger than anybody else could have imagined, but people came to show up to be at this extravagant climate change bash. They say that Google spent an estimated $20 million on this. Now, Prince Harry was there, Harry Styles, Naomi Campbell's. So a lot of them got accusations of hypocrisy for meeting in Italy to save the planet while leaving a huge carbon footprint of their own. Apparently, it was a secretive camp. Katy Perry is, I guess, I thought she and Orlando Bloom broke up, but I guess they're back together. They were on mega yachts, and they cruised around Sicily. Apparently, they were in $200,000 cars. Coldplay was there. He performed in ancient ruins. Cost about $100,000 to rent. I'm not really sure why the cost of it is a carbon footprint issue, but they said that the guests arriving in Palermo were on 114, quote, fuel-guzzling planes. I love how this is from Daily Mail. Roaring around Italy, enjoying the well water, golf courses, and swimming pools at their $900 a night resort. And then I guess Prince Harry was barefoot when he gave his speech. I like Prince Harry, but I don't know if he really should be getting involved with politics at this level. Remember, he said he was going to stop at two kids to save the planet. So your kids are hurting the planet? I don't get that. All right, you know, if you could have an opportunity to give a life and make a life, you make a life. But, you know, that's this guy's choice. Maybe they're not having kids because she's already 37. I don't know. But they're going to have one more kid, and then they're going to stop at two, quote, unquote, to save the planet. So when you see the carbon footprint from the flights and all the lights, they think 780 tons of CO2 might have been expelled from that. Apparently, the resort is really, really pretty. They have thalassotherapy pools. Have you guys heard about this? It's a therapy using seawater. Some of the expensive rooms are about $2,000 a night. You know what's interesting? $900 a night, some of those prices are Hawaii prices. So, that's expensive, but there's places in America that cost that, too. So this Google camp, nice thing for them to do. And I mean, look, I get celebrities. Here's the thing. I understand that a lot of celebrities are very liberal. And, you know, a lot of us may not agree with what some of them have to say. But I have to admire people who just don't rake in the paychecks. And, you know, at least try to use their celebrity status for something. Now, we might disagree with what they're saying and the side they're choosing, but I still have to find it admirable for somebody to kind of get up and do something. Like Brad Pitt, I don't really know exactly what happened with what he and Angelina Jolie did in New Orleans, but I'm under the impression that they did infuse a lot of money into New Orleans after the Katrina disaster. To me, it's pretty cool. You know, and, you know, seeing these celebrities, rather than, you know, I don't know, doing drugs or, you know, just enjoying their money, you know, trying to, you know, make change, it is admirable. Are they wasting time? Are they wasting money? I mean, look at what this $20 million bash could have done. $20 million bash with all those stars. They could have been raising money for blind kids. They could have been raising money for hospitals, building, you know, new medical facilities. But instead, it was the place to be. It was the party to be. So if you're a star, this is the place you want to be. And so what takes something that could be admirable, not admirable, is this a big publicity thing? Well, sure it is. People get their picture. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Orlando Bloom, right, because of Legolas and Lord of the Rings. I think he's a great actor. I'm a definite fan of him. Good-looking guy. He's now back in the news. He's more relevant again. And so it is a... To me, it's... When I see money like this, you know, having grown up poor and, you know, you're talking about these kinds of numbers... I mean, if Katy Perry really stayed at a $2,000 a night hotel, you know what that $2,000 could have done? I would rather right now be reading an article of a star, a movie star or a celebrity, who didn't spend $20,000-$30,000 to go to this, and gave that money to Detroit or Los Angeles or Albuquerque or a city who needed it for some underserved people. That's what, you know, if you want to do that to me, would be, you know, it would is newsworthy, but it wouldn't be in the news. It's not as sexy. Not as sexy at all. Also in the news, I mean, you would think there'd be, you know, some more important headlines. Joe Biden in the debate yesterday had a little fumble. He apparently, during his closing statement, said, go to Joe 30330, or 3330. People are like, what the hell are you talking about? It's not a place, not a website. So others thought it was some sort of a numerical, right, spy message. Okay, it was a text. He meant text 3330. So they think Joe Biden got messed up because all these other, you know, candidates are like, oh, go to KamalaHarris.com or Gillibrand.com or, you know. By the way, I guess if you want to make money on websites, if there's somebody you know that you think is going to run for office, quickly buy the website name so they have to buy it from you. Because it looks like, I don't know if there's a DahliaWax.com. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway. Anyway, he heard everybody else say, go to this, go to this, go to this. So he said, go to, and I guess he didn't get the whole text thing right. So when you do text the number, you get a standard campaigning fundraising message from Team Joe. That's what they're calling it now, Team Joe. Fact, they ask for $3 in the next 3 hours and 30 minutes. Of course, they want to beat Donald Trump. So, making news, a lot of people fumbled. You know, I mean, do I really take these debates as that's how I'm going to choose my next president, on how they, you know, talk and if they flumber and fluster? See, there's a lot of pressure on Joe Biden. A lot of people don't think Joe Biden will be Donald Trump. Personally, the right would love it to be a Trump-Joe Biden election. But a lot of people think it needs to be Kamala Harris or Cory Booker because they need to make Trump look, you know, racist. And so a white man versus white man may not pull as many voters as having, you know, a more diverse platform. So they tried to knock Joe Biden down a lot. And if Obama was not a very popular president, Joe Biden may not win, which is why the right, I think, is really, really hoping it's going to be Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren, don't think it's going to work. Not sure what pull she could have. So expect now, in the next few weeks, as we're looking at and seeing what's going on in the news, expect a lot of anti-Joe and anti-Kamala Harris. Apparently she got hit really, really hard. So they don't think she's going to be very popular because of what happened in California. So, just be prepared for a bunch of BS. Anyway, if you guys have any medical questions, any concerns, you bring it at drdahlia.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, Dahlia, D-A-L-I-A-H.com, or go to hotmail.com. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOT-DAHLIA.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.